are now 9 COVID-19 deaths in Massachusetts. Because of the spread of the disease, starting tomorrow, all non-essential businesses in the state will be closed. WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us with a roundup of how the state is grappling with this pandemic. Deb, why did the governor decide to issue the order now?
Well, the governor says he issued the order based on federal guidelines to states, which he adjusted for the Massachusetts economy. And he says this order goes into effect at noon tomorrow, and it stays in place until April 7th.
Acting now to prevent more person-to-person interaction and spreading the virus will buy us more time, so our healthcare system can better prepare for a challenge unlike any they've seen before.
The governor says non-essential businesses that do not provide COVID-19 essential services should be operating remotely starting tomorrow. He also issued a stay-at-home advisory, and he emphasized that people over the age of 70 or those with underlying health conditions should stay home as much as possible. And Baker reduced the number of people allowed at gatherings to 10. But again, state officials and public health experts say all of us should be staying a safe distance away from each other.
So you mentioned the non-essential businesses. What are some of the essential businesses that are allowed to stay open?
Well, there are several exemptions to those businesses that are supposed to be operating remotely. Grocery stores, of course, will be open, and businesses that support grocery stores. Pharmacies, liquor stores, pet supply stores, gas stations, obviously healthcare providers. Public transportation stays open. Restaurants are still allowed to provide takeout and deliveries. The governor issued really an 8-page list of businesses that are exempt, and that's on our website at WBUR.org. But for everyone, business or not, the governor repeatedly said people should use common sense and stay home as much as possible to try to stem the spread of this disease.
How is the state going to enforce all this?
Well, that's largely up to communities. Here's what the governor said.
We think at the end of the day it'll probably be enforced primarily at the local level because the locals obviously will be closest to what's going on in their own communities and can rely on the order and the terms of the order to determine if people who aren't considered to be essential are operating.
The governor also says people can be fined up to $300 for violating this order.
Could the businesses we're talking about be closed beyond April 7th? And if so, how will a determination be made about whether the shutdowns have been effective?
Well, the governor did say that this could be extended, and he said that he is reviewing policies constantly and revising them based on information that the state is getting from health officials and others. During a COVID-19 press call today, Mark Lipswich, who is with Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, said that officials should know soon whether these restrictions, like Governor Baker is doing today, are working.
Every indication is that it will make a difference. We'll have evidence one way or the other in a few weeks, and probably sooner than that, because we do have pretty good surveillance of influenza-like illness in the Commonwealth.
And Lipsitch says if these measures work as expected, it would take about 3 weeks to start to ease pressure off hospital intensive care units.
Deb, could you remind us of the latest numbers on the spread of the virus in the state?
Yeah. As we've heard just this afternoon, the State Department of Public Health says there are 9 deaths attributed to COVID-19, a total of 777 confirmed COVID-19 cases. The most cases are in Middlesex County. There's almost an even split between men and women diagnosed as well.
And there are many more people hospitalized with suspected cases of COVID-19 awaiting results, correct?
Right. Well, that's right. The case numbers that the hospitals are reporting appear to be holding relatively steady, a couple of increases. There are 255 suspected and confirmed cases at Beth Israel, 54 patients in intensive care there. At Mass General, 131 suspected and confirmed cases in the ICU. At Tufts, there are 8 suspected cases in intensive care. That's double the number since Saturday. There are also 20 staff members at Tufts who have tested positive for the virus and 179 staff members quarantined in the UMass Memorial Medical Care System.
One final question. The mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, gave an update today on the situation in the city. What did he have to say?
Well, the mayor confirmed that two Boston residents have died from COVID-19. A Boston police officer and an EMT have tested positive. The mayor said City Hall is open for critical services only. He also said starting today, he's assembled a group of experts led by Stanley McChrystal, the retired Army general who led troops in Afghanistan. And that team will start reviewing the city's emergency management plans to identify any gaps and make recommendations about how to address them. And on a positive note, Lisa, Mayor Walsh said that the Boston Resiliency Fund has raised $17 million to support efforts to deal with this disease.
Thank you for that positive note. WBUR's Deborah Becker, we appreciate it.
You're welcome.